This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. More than $7 billion is going back to victims of Bernard Madoff's multi-billion dollar Ponzi scheme. The widow of a Florida man agreed today to return the money. Jeffrey Pickauer had been the single largest beneficiary of the scheme. He died last year. It's the largest forfeiture recovery in U.S. history. For more on this, I'm joined by Diana Enriquez of The New York Times. Thanks for being with us.
Glad to be here.
But first question's got to be, who is Jeffrey Pickauer, and how is it that he has $7 billion of investments with Bernie Madoff?
Well, the late Jeffrey Pickauer, he died a year ago in October a year ago, was probably one of the quietest, richest men in America. He assembled an enormous wealth. By one estimate, he was worth, he had $10 billion in one trading account at Goldman Sachs in the 1990s and traded elsewhere. He traded legitimately in publicly traded stocks. He engaged in mergers and acquisitions speculation and accumulated very, very quietly this enormous sum. He also invested with Bernie Madoff, and it is that money that is being returned now so that it can be distributed among Madoff's victims.
Who exactly, which of those victims are going to be getting access to this capital?
Well, that's a good question, because it's not everybody. The way Ponzi scheme arithmetic works, the people who will be compensated will be those who put in more cash than they were able to take out before the Ponzi scheme collapsed. There were many people who just let their fictional profits accumulate. They never took anything out, and so they lost all the cash they put in those accounts. They're at the front of the line. They're going to be the ones who will share in this recovery.
How's the trustee, Irving Bacar, doing in recouping funds?
Well, without a doubt, this is a good day for him. With this payment, he will be close to $10 billion in the bank. He's also filed lawsuits, as you know, seeking another $50 billion from major banks, big hedge funds, other investors. And he hopes that some of those defendants will come to the bargaining table and enter into settlements like this so that he can collect even more money. But those are likely to be longer fights. Some of those big banks are going to fight to the last fence. So it's going to take some time.
Now, Mr. Pickauer's widow came forward and said that she's willing to give all of this money back. But people have got to be wondering, did she have a choice? Was she squeezed? How did those negotiations happen?
Well, she had been sued. Her husband's estate had. And settlement negotiations obviously began at a much smaller number. I don't think I have ever seen a settlement negotiation go on for more than a year and wind up with one side giving way completely and giving up the entire amount. We were all expecting that with Pickauer, the trustee, seeking $7.2 billion. They countered, the Pickauers countered with about $2.4 billion. We were all looking for maybe a meeting somewhere in the middle. But instead, she turned over the entire amount. So it's a very unusual settlement and the largest in American history.
Do you think that this is going to convince other folks that are sitting on the fence that perhaps there's something that the U.S. attorney has, something that the feds have, something that Pickauer has that they don't know about yet?
Well, any lawsuits that Pickauer was going to file, he had to file by last Saturday, the second anniversary of the arrest of Bernie Madoff. So the only other lawsuits he can file are those against people who may have gotten money from the people he's already sued. So that string of litigation we pretty much know the shape of. The criminal investigation is continuing, of course. There are five people who have pleaded not guilty to the criminal charges lodged against them, and they'll be going to trial this coming year, and we'll be watching to see how that turns out.
And in your reporting today, you noted that in at least one Goldman Sachs account that there was perhaps $4.5 billion that was unrealized at the time of Mr. Pickauer's death?
Yes, in legitimate trading profits. He was apparently a superlatively successful trader. And that money is part of what his widow is able to use to make sure today's check doesn't bounce.
All right. Diana Enriquez from The New York Times. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.